This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. On Thursday afternoon, the Coast Guard responded to a report of a boat off the coast of Westport that was taken on water while 8 people were on board. The Coast Guard sent a motor lifeboat from Station Noyo River, and a helicopter crew from Sector Humble Bay responded to the scene as well. While en route, a Good Samaritan and another boat arrived first and was able to take on 6 of the 8 passengers, while the remaining 2 stayed on board to dewater the other vessel. Coast Guard crews arrived on scene and assisted with dewatering efforts, and the boat was towed back to the Noyo River. No injuries were reported. Traffic on Highway 101 North just outside of Eureka was delayed yesterday afternoon at just after 5 o'clock after a 2-vehicle collision occurred in the area. The collision resulted in one of the vehicles plunging into the slough just off the highway, and emergency personnel were called to the scene to extricate the driver. According to numerous reports, the driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the hospital. No other injuries were reported. Traffic was brought down to one lane briefly while the vehicle was being pulled out of the water. The Board of Directors for the Humble Bay Joint Powers Authority will hold their meeting this upcoming Monday, and it will mostly revolve around the preliminary budget for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. The preliminary budget comes in at just over $8.6 million, and the Board of Directors will be accepting public comment during that time from anyone in attendance at the meeting. The Board will also consider authorizing a pay increase within the salary range for the Fire Chief, and will also review and approve the preliminary fee schedule for the fiscal year. The meeting will begin at 2 p.m. Monday afternoon at the Humble Bay Fire Conference Room on C Street in Eureka. 2 bills authored by North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood aimed at fighting rising prescription drug prices were approved by the Senate Health Committee. Assembly Bill 265 would prohibit the use of drug manufacturer coupons for brand-name drugs, which there is a less expensive and equivalent generic version. Assembly Bill 315 would begin regulating pharmacy benefit managers, who are typically middlemen in negotiations between drug companies and healthcare plans. Wood said in a statement that runaway drug prices are one of the leading causes of increasing healthcare costs and ultimately premium cost, and there is no one solution. The 2 bills can help patients receive the medications they need but not pay more than they should, both in prescriptions and their healthcare premiums. Residents and motorists are reminded that county road crews will be conducting culvert replacement at Bell Springs Road next Monday, and work will run through Wednesday. The road work was originally scheduled to begin this past Wednesday, but instead it has been moved to next week, and the road will initially be closed July 10th from 7 a.m. to noon. After the initial closure, the road will be reopened to controlled traffic, and it will be in effect through Wednesday. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol in Crescent City is investigating the cause of a fatal collision on Highway 199 just north of South Fork Road that occurred earlier in the week. An Auburn, California man was driving his Honda Ridgeline headed south on the highway when, for unknown reasons, allowed it to cross over into the northbound lane. The Honda collided with a pickup truck and then continued driving in the northbound lane where it then collided into a Nissan. The driver of the Honda was pronounced dead at the scene, and all other parties involved suffered injuries ranging from minor to moderate. The cause of the collision is under investigation, and the victim's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested a wanted woman who had a felony warrant out in her name off of Highway 162 in Covelo. A deputy spotted the suspect in the 76,000 block of Highway 162 and confirmed that the identity was that of 22-year-old Josepha Bisardo. She had a felony warrant out in her name for a probation violation. She was subsequently taken into custody and booked into county jail. Further up north in Delmar County, the sheriff's office reports that 21-year-old missing man Ronald Michael Calasunas was located. Calasunas was reported missing earlier in the week after attempting to hitchhike back to his Florida residence from the Hiuchi area. He was located, however, safe and unharmed. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.